Now to another country trying to emerge from the shadow of an authoritarian regime. In Egypt, Islamists expect to boost their lead in the second phase of parliamentary elections. A steady stream of voters showed up today in the port city of Suez, famous for its canal. And as NPR's Soraya Sarhadi Nelson reports, Islamist campaign workers who badgered voters in earlier polls were noticeably absent.
Dozens of women lined up at this polling station at a school called Freedom in Suez, eager to cast their votes. Many of them were heavily veiled with only their eyes showing. One was 35-year-old teacher Asma Hamid, who was voting for ultra-conservative Islamist candidates called Salafists.
It's the first time that I'm voting. That's because I finally feel we have a vote that counts.
It is how many voters say they feel here in the port city of Suez, a city that is credited with spurring the popular uprising that led to the ouster of President Hosni Mubarak. He never visited their city during his 3 decades in power, and residents saw little of the wealth their port, canal, and factories generated. So when Egyptian activists called for demonstrations against Mubarak on January 25th, Suez residents rose up. 3 of them died in a hail of police bullets, motivating hundreds of thousands of other people to take to the streets in other Egyptian cities. Suez resident Aida Fuad says her city has suffered since the revolution. For months, it had no government or services. Even now, there are no police officers visible on the streets. Instead, it's the military and neighborhood patrols that keep law and order and direct traffic here. Sheikh Hafiz Salama, an elder here revered for leading the city's popular resistance against Israeli troops in 1973, says elections are giving his people renewed hope that things will improve. The 86-year-old, who visited 30 polling centers, says he hasn't seen this kind of turnout in 6 decades. He adds residents are embracing the Islamists, whether the Muslim Brotherhood or the Salafists, because they are seen as honest brokers who will get Suez the help it needs. Across town at the Brotherhood's Freedom and Justice Party headquarters, officials say providing that help is their top priority. Party Secretary General Ahmed Mahmoud says he is looking into projects to improve roads and housing and to tackle the city's huge pollution problem. Mahmoud adds he's confident his party will dominate here as it has in other cities during the earlier round, even though they were forbidden by party headquarters to send workers out to talk with voters entering polling stations. Such campaigning is illegal in Egypt. In Giza, a large governorate across the river from Cairo, some freedom and justice workers apparently hadn't gotten the message. 2 veiled female campaign workers in long skirts stopped people as they went in and out of one polling center in Do'i to find out who they were voting for. One was Iman El Sharif.
People supporting us so far, whether we're doing our campaigning well or not, because they're needing justice and freedom party. They are supporting us just for change.
Without acknowledging their own wrongdoing, the second worker, Fatma El Nawawi, says they were looking for other parties who were violating the ban. Meanwhile, Egyptian election officials and independent monitors reported few problems at the polls. Voting continues tomorrow in Giza, Suez, and 7 other governorates. Soraya Sarhadi Nelson, NPR News in Suez, Egypt.